was a young Indian boy named Eagle Cloud. He was beginning to grow into manhood and soon to experience the ritual of the Vision Quest. A vision quest where he would leave his mother, father, friends, family, and his tribe and go into the wilderness for a time of oneness with the Great Spirit. The Great Spirit and Mother Earth. But for now, he was just a young boy who enjoyed his life, his family, and his friends with a tribe of Indians along the rushing waters of a great river that ran through their land. Eagle Cloud was just at the awkward age of being older than a boy, but not yet a man. And all the men of the village still viewed him as this young, uncoordinated, bumbling bag of bones. He used to sit atop a flat rock overlooking a box canyon and watch a herd of wild horses as they went thundering by, raising a cloud of dust a mile long. Now there was a creek by the edge of the mesa, and he would sit there for hours, it seemed, watching the horses play in the knee-deep water as they splashed and galloped in and out of the stream, causing a spray of water that lit up like a rainbow when the sun's rays caught it just right. He told his father of the wild horses, and his father replied in strong words, "Trying to capture one of these horses by yourself would be inviting great danger, and possibly being hurt very badly. What good is a young man who cannot do chores for the tribe and make his family proud? I forbid you to try to make one of these horses your own. It is too dangerous for you. You will wait till you get older." Now his father's words were strong, and he was recalling these words as he sat on the rock watching the horses below. They were all dashing in and out of the water and snorting and kicking up sand as they played. Then suddenly they were still. They all stopped. They all stopped just as they were waiting for something. They looked frozen, immovable, just like they were made out of finely carved wood as they stood their ground. Then, like a distant thunder, there came a sound of giant hooves striking the ground, sending a vibration through the earth that all the horses could feel instantly. Eagle Cloud looked in the direction of the sound and couldn't believe what his eyes were seeing in the vision below. A horse, like none other he'd ever seen, came into view like a bolt of lightning, but at the same time seemed to flow over the ground like a mist of the morning fog, gliding effortlessly along the edge of a box canyon below. His black coat shined like a mirror in places and reflected the sun like the surface of a mountain lake as his great legs carried him. Horses turned in his direction as if to greet him and acknowledge his presence and dominance as the king and the leader of the herd. He stopped in the middle of the group and walked to the water's edge, lowered his head, and drank from the cool spring water. Eagle Cloud thought to himself, "I must have this horse. I must have this horse." Now, he didn't know how he was going to make it happen. He just knew that he was going to make it happen. He was going to have this horse. He also knew that this horse would never let anyone ride him unless he really wanted to. He was too clever, too smart, and too strong-willed to ever be owned or tied to the ground with a rope, and that no man should ever try to break him. If he did not want to let you ride him, he would never let you ride him.